deportations. Deportations are not a solution. Last Sunday, we read in the Sonntag Zeitung, and the headline was, "Das ist ein gefährliches Gesetz gegen die Kriminalisierung der geflüchteten Räte wird kommendes Wochenende demonstriert." It was a good and important article, but it was a new idea of the Ministry of Interior to criminalize people who publish or warn people about the upcoming deportations. Some German people who are engaged in solidarity groups were quoted and made clear that they will not accept the argumentation about a anti-Abschiebungsindustrie. I was only confused and a bit worried that there should be another demonstration today when we want to demonstrate too. It's funny. But then I found out that this article was actually talking about our demonstration. This demonstration is organized by refugees ourselves, and that as those you are seeing here. This is a rare occasion, because for us, when we arrive here, knowing nobody, not knowing the laws at the beginning, then coming from countries where demonstrations are often dangerous and criminalized, we need a lot of courage to do what we are doing today. So, here I want to thank all of you, everybody that is here today. And I want to thank Musa, who got the idea, the small idea, who became today a big one, because we are here. The adventure of crossing the Mediterranean Sea in search of a second chance in life is not a trivial adventure. No. The trip between sub-Saharan Africa and the European coast is an adventure in which those who lost their lives deserve homage, and those who have managed to reach here deserve welcome, follow-up, and hospitality. And at Our Voice, this is what we do. We say these people deserve respect for their courage and survival instinct.
Thank you.
Since the beginning of Our Voice, which is a refugee radio in Radio Dreieckland, we have been listening to heartbreaking stories of co-workers, of colleagues, so much emotional stories of refugees that we do invite in our shows. Behind each refugee, there is a unique story. There is much challenges, and that is why we, in Our Voice, we are committed, and we have this solidarity to be here today and to say, yes, stop deportations.
Thank you.
A journalist at Our Voice. He left Afghanistan for Germany a few years ago for a war reason. There is war in Afghanistan, and all of us know it. Despite his ongoing integration, he is under threat of deportation to his country of origin. Now, despite insecurity in Afghanistan, Europe is tightening its reception policy towards its nationals. Since 2017, Germany has taken a controversial decision to expel Afghans who in February choose to speed up the expulsion of Afghan refugees, the second largest group of asylum seekers behind Syria, to their country of origins. For this, says the German government has classified some areas of Afghanistan as safe zones, a classification disputed on all sides and undetermined by the situation on the ground. So, stop deportation. Deportations are not solutions.
Thank you.
Musa, who is a colleague too, coming from northern Nigeria, saw his entire family being murdered by Boko Haram militia before he flew. Arriving in Germany in autumn 2017, Musa spent some time in the lair before being interned at the psychiatric hospital of Emmendingen. Despite his worrying state of health, Musa is under threat of deportation to Nigeria. On the 13th March, on the March 13th, our voice received 3 Guinean women in the show. And the show was dedicated to the International Day of Women's Rights. Biba was married to a soldier at the age of 9. Until the age of 20, she already got 3 children that she gave up and to her grandmom and just flee to Germany. Sarah was married and when she was 14 years old and had 2 children before deciding to leave her country to the unknown land. Two of the three women have received a rejection of their asylum application and can be returned at their country, Guinea, at any moment. Lamin is a young Gambian repatriated guy. He just left on the 25th of February. Contacted by our voice editorial staff, Lamin reassured us that he will try it again, which means he will come back. For him, there's no perspective of reintegration in the Gambia. The living conditions are precarious. Lamin is considered in his community as a failure. That is what he explained to us. Our voice support this demo, because for us, the economic reason for immigration are caused by colonial economic relationships. The financement provided by the AU to fight the causes of migration does not reach the people down there in Africa. The transfer of funds in our respective countries is already helping to fight the cause of the migration, of the departure of our brothers. So, stop deportation. Deportations are not a solution. The criminalizing of civil society, NGOs, and refugee supporters who publish date of departure is an obstacle of the right of refugees, a violation of the right to information. For all these reasons, we say stop to deportation. Refugees want to be part of the solution in their home countries.
Thank you so much.
They want to be a solution here too.
You are right.
Every human being should have the right to choose where he wants to live. And that's why this is our voice.
Thank you. Thank you very much.